Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And we say good morning to everybody, and we wish all our Jewish friends a happy holiday for Rosh Hashanah today as we say good morning, get ready to rock and roll in sports. Well, I'll tell you what, good entertainment is Omar Kelly's with us today, all day Dan Day's with us, and last night, kind of refreshing to see a couple of teams play, and it's weird to think that the Baltimore Ravens are 1-2 on the season, and the Lions got very Dan Campbell-ish last night, got real physical running the football. My God, more than 200 yards against the Ravens last night, ended up winning that game 21-21, I believe, at the half or after three quarters, and then the Lions pulled away in that game. And Derrick Henry, another fumble. As good as he is, he's fumbled away three times, including a big one in the fourth quarter last night. And so the Lions, they're okay after getting their butts kicked by Green Bay a couple weeks ago. It's a weird year, man. Omar, it really is kind of a lot more open than it's been, right?
I mean, we've got the Kansas City Chiefs that are struggling.
They don't look the same, no.
Baltimore Ravens are, whoever made Baltimore schedule, because I looked at what they got upcoming. And woo, they got a doozy. They got a
Kansas
monster.
City, all the good teams get the tough schedules. They make them play each other.
Man, that thing is a monster. So I'm interested to see how the Ravens respond. Kansas City, you know, I have a hard time thinking that they're the same. They're the same championship team that we've seen over the years, just because of the way that they've been struggling. But you got to figure out. You got to figure or conclude they'll get it back. They'll get back on the horse.
Well, you know that every this whole season.
Yeah.
So Denver could easily be undefeated, and you can say that about all these games. Look at the Dolphins' record. Hey, the Colts probably look the best of anybody so far. Now, listen, they haven't exactly played a tough schedule. They got a break against Denver on a missed field goal, and I guess the guy pulled the center or got physical with the center or some penalty. So they kicked the next field goal a lot closer and were able to make it. But what a strange, strange year. If I was to ask you right now before we get into everything, who are the two or three best or four best teams in football? I'm curious. Would you put the Colts in that group by what they've done?
Not yet, but we're getting close. We're getting close. They look consistent.
They look great on both sides of the ball and look well coached.
They don't turn the ball over. They have a steady quarterback in Indiana Jones. I mean, if you're going to buy into a stock, buy into the stock of former New York quarterbacks going elsewhere and actually turning their career around.
He does have amazing confidence. He's throwing it. He takes off and runs. And he got a nice running back who's had a hell of a season behind him. He can stay healthy.
He's getting paid $100,000 extra per win. And if he plays more than 50% of the snaps. So he's just stacking up the money right now.
Yeah, I guess he is. So you put the Bills in there, right?
Definitely.
That's legit.
Put the Bills in there.
Eagles.
Yeah, that's a good team. Kansas City.
You putting Kansas City still in
there? Kansas City and Baltimore. I've seen them too. They've got too much talent. When you watch those games, you could see that they're going to be a tough out.
Oh, Ravens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not counting. Ravens 1-2 right now.
And I guess I got to put the Lions in there too.
Yeah, you got to put the Lions in there.
So you're talking about two.
What about Green Bay?
Not yet. Just
what a terrible loss.
Yeah, terrible interception. Don't say to Cleveland. Cleveland's been a playoff team the last couple of years.
They had no offense, man. They got a great defense, no O.
They got a running game now. They got Joe Flacco's making clutch throws. I mean, last year, they were a playoff team before last year where they lost their quarterbacks.
They weren't very good last year. But they didn't have
a quarterback.
They got some great players on that defense, yes. They've hit big on some big-time players, and they look good. Hey, as we say good morning to everybody out there that's with us, we do have a lot of stuff to get to. I know there's been a lot of talk about the Dolphins. We'll get into all that. Are they off today? They got back on
normal
schedule? No,
they're working today. They're off Wednesday.
All right, off Wednesday and a weird week. They got the Monday night football game against the Jets, who are still trying to learn how to win. Came all the way back in that last game, one of the greatest plays you'll ever see on the black field goal. And the ball, he got the great hop to the same guy. It was McDonald. And it catches it and runs it in. And you're thinking ball game. And Baker Mayfield goes, not yet. Marches him. I mean, quickly marches him down the field for a short field goal. And that was it.
I'm, you know, it's hard to sit there and say that a team doesn't know how to win yet, but young teams and young organizations, especially regimes that just change, they don't know how to win. They don't know how those moments, like the Zach Sealer, you know, penalty, or you know, some negative play like Daniel Brunskill, and how he just Olayed his you know, Walker to the quarterback and rushed his process that led to an interception. They don't know those plays make a significant difference in a game. And that's the thing. You add up those plays, and then you could always find why a team lost. And the Jets, they didn't make enough plays.
You're right. There's a handful of plays.
Yep.
And a lot of these guys, there were a lot of blowouts this past Sunday since we had a chance to sit back and watch all the games because the Dolphins played Thursday night. But
man, that red zone. I don't get a chance to watch it very often, but I can see the appeal.
I do too.
Yeah.
What great entertainment, right? You just sit there and they don't miss. I didn't even like this whole thing. Everybody made a big deal about commercial. I couldn't even remember seeing a commercial. I just saw
sponsorships.
You know, sponsorships in there, but they were rolling from, you don't miss anything.
Not a single
second. And if they do, they come back to the play that set up the play.
You know, and I made the mistake of not watching it at the 1 o'clock games where I think they would have been through more games. I watched it at the 4 o'clock game where they're cycling through three games.
Yeah.
And maybe if I watched it at 1 o'clock, it would have been a little bit overstimulating for me because I got to pay attention to how all three games were being played. And if I had watched a 1 o'clock game, I don't know. They might have bounced.
It's pretty good, man. It is. It's pretty good entertainment.
People don't realize we don't get an opportunity to watch that. It's not like they replay it, and I'm not going to DVR it.
Hey, listen, the other sport, baseball, does a really good job for people watch MLB Network, and they have a show that watch, and you can catch all the highlights if you know that way, and that's. They catch you catch all the big plays and it was a weird week because all the blocked field goals. I never seen so many field goals. It's got to be some kind of record for them out, but it wasn't just that. And had a guy with two defensive scores playing for, was that Minnesota, had two touchdowns. Just crazy. So there was a lot of fun stuff to watch. That I can see where everybody loves the red zone. I know it's expensive and. But it's pretty good entertainment. Hey, then we got the Canes, man. That Canes machine right now and getting ready, off to a 4-0 start. Ready next, not this weekend, got this weekend off, but next there'll be the primetime Saturday 7:30 game up in Tallahassee next week. And I'm guessing game day is probably going to be there, so it's going to be great for the school. Of course, great for Florida State, too.
Canes are ranked number 2 in the nation, Joe. Does that make you nervous or confident?
I still got to see them break through the ACC schedule and their start. This is their first game. And by the way, these might be the – there's a good chance these two best teams and somebody's going to have a loss in week one of their ACC schedule. So, actually, it'll be week two because I take that back. Virginia and Florida State play on Friday night. So that's not true, but it'll be the first game for the Miami Hurricanes in that game coming up. I like this team a lot, man. Listen, Carson Beck is not Cam Ward.
No.
But overall, that team does look – that 1-2 punch at running back, that offensive line to me looks better this year than last year.
Monster.
And defensively across the board, a healthy – you know, a couple of healthy defensive ends. My God, I don't know. I haven't watched everybody in the country, so I hate to pull one of those, but it's hard for me to imagine anybody's better than Bain and Mezidor on the outside right now, and how they're rushing the passer is just ridiculous.
They're very beefy in the trenches, which doesn't surprise me because that's how Mario Cristobal worked his way up the NFL as an offensive – I mean, worked his way up college game as an offensive line coach. When you see them at the line of scrimmage just maul people, that's thoroughly impressive. My biggest issue with the Florida win, and you know, people got on me because of my take after the game. I know what a championship team looks like. You got to be able to put your opponent, you got to be able to extinguish any hope, kill all that doubt.
You were bothered by the third quarter?
I was bothered by the third quarter. Listen, was
they look Beck didn't throw the ball well and they did get a little bit of a run, but it's 26-7. Omar,
it should have no
Omar,
no
they put them away in the fourth quarter.
It ended at 26-7,
right?
But it was a game in the fourth. It was a game 13-7. In the fourth quarter.
It's 13-7.
Yeah, it was a game in the fourth quarter. All it took is a bad bounce, a slip up. And you're talking a whole different ball game.
Yeah,
and you should have put that team away at the half.
Should have scored more points. Yes, should have had some more points. And you know, they talk about the play on the Brown run that
they
might have blew the whistle a little bit too early on that, and he scores when he bounces outside, and you realize he wasn't really being held up except behind blockers. But I'm not putting him in the championship game.
Oh,
overall,
hold on. I asked you how nervous you were about a number two team.
I'm not putting them in the championship
game. You know
game.
You know stakes change when you're the number two team. You're not the hunter anymore. You're the hunted.
But I'm not big into early season rankings. I've seen this with this team and other teams.
So you're expecting a slip up?
Well, they could. Yeah, they could easily lose a game.
Championship team shouldn't slip up.
But they're going to have – everybody has some close ball games now.
Everybody does have close ball games, and the talent
not everybody's going to blow everybody out. Whoever the championship team, you can go back and look, they had a scare. Or they had a loss, like Ohio State went to Oregon and had a loss before coming back and running the table.
That's fair. That's good.
Lost to Michigan and then ran the table.
Okay, but my history, your history with the University of Miami is when they slip up, they keep slipping up.
Well, that has been in the last 20 years, yes. This just has a different feel. And you hope last year, because the defense looks so much better,
yeah,
that if they do – now, they don't score in bunches like they did last year, and that is fair. The passing game – listen, that's the best passing game in the history of the University of Miami, what they did last year. I'm not saying it was the best group physically when you go talent and go back, but just the numbers they put up were just phenomenal. Hell, I don't know if any of their receivers are in the pros right now except they're tied in.
Restrepo, maybe.
I'm not sure Strep even got picked up on practice.
No, he's a practice squad with Titans. Interesting. That's a good question.
But anyway, just they got to win. That's the main thing. And I know we do this like, well, you guys like you do it for sure. 26-7, and well, you know, I mean, you had that bad quarter. I like the way they flipped it around when things were going against them because you're right, it's 13-7. Gators got the ball off an interception, off a stop, made them punt, and the Canes defense said no, and then Mario just got physical and started pounding them in that fourth quarter, and you know they end up covering the spread and have a nice win. So anyway, we'll see. Listen, this team might be better than Florida. This Florida State team, they're getting ready to play at home. First time they've been on the road this year.
They should be better than Florida. Florida's not very good. Florida beat US. Florida got beat by USF.
They did. That was a horrible loss.
Florida is not. When you look at Florida, and that was my biggest issue. When you look at Florida, compared them to Miami, the matchup, the trenches, shouldn't have been a ball game. It shouldn't have been a ball game. They allowed it.
I thought Florida's defense pretty good.
I keep hearing that, and
offensively they were horrible.
Yeah.
That 5-star quarterback took about 19 steps backwards since last year, the second half of last year when they really got a
quarterback.
Yeah. He's got some talent. I know. He didn't look like it.
No.
I get it. And by the way, they kept showing him on the bench over there, and guys are patting him and trying to, and I'm like, ooh, that guy's got the demons at both defensive ends. Where's it coming from next? So, we got to come back in, and we got some serious stuff to talk about with the Dolphins. We'll get into it and talk a little bit. You and I don't know if we agree on two or not. Last time I talked to you, but you've had a few days. You may feel differently about it. I don't think he's the same guy. There's something missing physically. I know he's been hit a lot. I know he's had hip. I know he's had the other issues. And I know you think a lot of it's offensive line's not good enough and all those things, and there's others agree with you on that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All Day Dan Day as well. Always good. As a matter of fact, All Day Dan Day beats me in again today. I saw him right ahead of me this morning. I went, damn. But I had to get that big boy Dunkin' Donut coffee here before we could get rolling this morning. That was kind of a priority.
Do they know you, like, by name at that Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
Okay. And they give you the extra grande for a discounted price?
No.
No. Okay.
No, you know, hey.
That's a big cup of coffee.
So those guys that work at that Dunkin', they're huge sports fans, right?
Oh, okay. So they know you.
So yeah, and they So, you know, now word spreads. One guy sees a guy coming in, goes, you know, say who that's sudden. And so the guys, you know, now the young guys, he likes sport. He loves them. Loves everything.
No free donut?
Yeah, they offer me the free donut. I just.
You just don't take it?
Don't take it.
Okay.
Gotcha. The donut days were not good to the weight.
All right.
When I had to go back and evaluate how you
the
gained
choices
20,
you made? Yeah, okay.
Somewhere between 20 and 25 extra pounds kind of snuck on me.
So this is discipline?
Yes.
Okay.
And
good.
I don't have a lot of it. I always love when somebody says, you know, I've lost all this weight. And I hear this all the time, and I'm playing bull crap, and I wanted to say bullshit, but I'm not going to say it. But when somebody tells me, you know, I've lost 20, 25 pounds, and you know what? I don't miss any of the chocolate cake. I don't, and I'm like, I do. And chocolate chip cookie, I do. And ice cream, I love it. Like, I don't, so when somebody tells me like, oh, I don't need burgers anymore, I miss them.
Yeah.
You got this list of all those things when you're a little kid and you can eat and you don't gain weight. And I'm like, oh, I miss all that stuff, man. I miss all those carbs. Everybody says all those carbs and all that sugar is bad for you. Man, I miss it.
That's true. It's the sugar and it's the beef for me. I gotta stay away from beef. It just stays in my stomach.
Now listen. It does in mine, too,
yeah,
and it's going to until I die because, you know what, I got a father, 91 years old, and I'm kind of watching, like, he's 91, and I'm like, 91, he's still getting around, like, you know, and I'm watching everything, you know, I'm eating some of the things he's eating because I see it works. I see the man is still going.
Yeah. Sometimes it's genetics.
Yeah, sometimes, no, you're right, but that man eats oatmeal and a banana every morning.
Okay.
Oatmeal and a banana. So then he might have dry cereal from time to time, but every day he gets up and he cuts up little pieces of fruit and puts it in there. And I'm like, man. So I don't say anything. I go, man, it works. I mean, you can't argue. You know, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
A lot of us pushing to get to 90 if they're good years. And his are still, you know, he gets around. I go, okay. Some of that stuff works. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. So I wanted to ask you, we had talked about this 0-3, and they looked a lot better in the last game, losing by 10 and had a chance with 5 minutes left.
No more victors, Joe. No more victors.
Yeah, no. I agree. I agree with, by the way, what the coach said after the game. Yeah, we lost. That's all that matters. We lost a game. We're 0-3. It doesn't,
0-3.
Doesn't say anything next to the win-loss record. It doesn't say much better play in game three.
It doesn't say Indianapolis is really a good team. People just figuring that out. No, doesn't say that.
So I want to ask you, going forward, I saw, I think Barry Jackson had grades on the young guys. Hey, I would just say this to everybody, keep playing the young guys. I don't care about their grades right now.
Who are you going to replace them with?
Well, that's the whole thing.
That's another thing.
That's
really
a good point.
You really got no choice.
Well, you got some veterans you could play, but they're you could play
Cornell Armstrong instead of Jason Marshall Jr.?
No. I'm talking. Oh yeah, you have that, but you have Trader at safety.
Oh yeah, yeah. I
want him to play.
Okay.
The defensive line. Benito Jones got less snaps because
he's battling an oblique injury. I don't know if that was performance. It is what it is. But the whole defensive line, they suck right now. If I had to tell you one unit that I have
that's been disappointing.
That's been ultimately disappointing. I mean, the expectations for the offensive line, especially without two starters, it is what it is. I actually like the fact that they can run the ball. That unit can run the ball. They can't pass protect to save their life, but they can run the ball. But the defensive line, no reason in the world you should be 32nd on defense, and no turnaways, no takeaways, very limited sacks, very limited pass rushing pressures. Quarterback has all day to throw. That would be interesting. How much time does a quarterback have to throw? I would love to know that metric. And
we've had three quarterbacks all play really well against our defense.
Nobody would argue that. Rating has got to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
My biggest issue is you have to do better stopping the run. Every defensive coordinator says the exact same thing. There's a single defensive coordinator says our first priority is stop the run. You have been horrible at it.
You see what all three teams have done. Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like the same game plans. A lot of short passes. It really does. It's not throwing a bunch of takeoffs and bombs and big splash plays. It's it's a running game. It's swing passes. It's short passes. Move the chains. a little bit of running from the quarterbacks and those type of things. So let's get to the other thing that everybody talks about. Nobody's talking about the D-line. You know what it is. So does Tua look different to you?
I put it with training camp, and I know everybody's saying, oh, the ball keeps dropping on those deep passes, and I'm thinking to myself,
you're not throwing it the same.
I heard you say that. I don't necessarily agree because I've seen him throw it in training camp. Now, that's training camp. That's practice. He's not feeling any pressure. Maybe that has something to do with it.
I'm just saying he's not throwing some of his passes to the outside on the timing routes with his guys.
Mm-hmm.
There looks to be a little air, and it's just not getting there. And the deep passes, he's underthrown two of them by a lot.
Yeah.
And in 2023, they were out whatever he could throw. I get he's not going to throw it 70 yards in the air. But if it's 55, I can throw it. He was getting a 55 for Tyreek to run under.
Yeah. I still see him throwing big in practices. But obviously, and this is the same thing I continue to say, you cannot expect a quarterback to shine. And I'm not talking about the late interceptions because that's an issue. That's clearly an issue.
That's part of
it. It's problematic.
Fourth quarter, yeah. What he's seeing and not seeing.
Yeah. But also, you can't have Daniel Brunskill just ole a guy on such a critical play. Tua's got less than 2 seconds to make a decision and read the field before a 6'7", 340-pound guy is steamrolling to him unblocked. Like,
there's a good chance this year Tua's not getting a clean pocket a whole lot.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, so just make magic happen. That's why he's getting the ball out of his hand so quickly. Like, I remember, I think it was last year, I certainly believe it was my question, or maybe it wasn't, I don't know. But I get the ball out of my hand, brother. Like, I'm not worried about these guards. I get the ball out of my hand, brother.
Yeah, I heard that. I remember that.
I think he lived to regret that. Because right now, the guard play that he's getting, it's substandard.
No, guards are not. One got, obviously, Bench and Keon Smith, and the other guy, Jonah's struggling. Nobody's arguing. I didn't hear Coach arguing with anybody when it was saying, hey, here's where he's grading out, whether you like Pro Football Focus or not.
And I don't.
It can't be that far off.
Yeah, no, they're not that far off. They
don't know everyone, and I agree. Yeah. I hear that all the time. But
I am not a big Pro Football Focus guy, especially the grades. I put no stock in them. I remember having conversations with players a decade ago. Richie Incognito was one of the first guys that told me how bogus Pro Football Focus grades are.
Right.
But it's unequivocally undeniable that Jonah is struggling. And the problem is, who are you going to help? You going to help that right side? You can't help both if you're A'Ron Brown.
They're going to run games on those guys. And this is like, hey, Buffalo doesn't go through this, right? We talk about Josh Allen. We should talk about that offensive line for Buffalo. It's the same five guys every game. Last year, same five. Then one guy, the fifth guy, got hurt a little bit.
You know what I think is funny?
In.
I don't even think Deion Dawkins is that good. I just think he's consistent. He's not that good. I couldn't tell you how many games I've seen.
I thought Chubb got him pretty good a couple of times.
Yeah.
Made him hold
I don't think he's elite. It's just that unit has great chemistry together, and they stay on the field.
You run a game, and they're like, we've seen this. All right, Charlie's coming your way. I got your guy too, Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you aspire to. Are we ever going to get there? Three snaps into a regular offensive line? I don't know. I don't think so.
We lost two guys super fast. We're wondering how long.
And I don't know.
It's going to be less than a game.
No, I don't have confidence that either are coming back after four games.
Well, saying all that,
then on top of that, Joe, yesterday we learned Liam Meichenberg ain't coming back anytime soon.
Yeah, by the way, that's a hit.
Imagine that. And I told you, Liam Meichenberg's going to have to save the season. Now he's not even available.
I have noticed, though, in this conversation, you refuse to give Tua you're giving him a $55 million hall pass.
Is it not? It's not 55, by the way.
52.
I'll tell you the exact number.
I don't want to know. Tell me during the break.
Yeah. I'm not giving him a hall pass. My mantra for this season is no more excuses. I don't want to hear any excuses. Is Tua playing up to the standard that I expect from him? Absolutely not. Are his receivers playing this up to the standard that I expect from them? Absolutely not. His line.
Let me ask you what those two guys are doing wrong on the outside. They're catching short passes. That's all that's being thrown to them.
They're not coming back to the ball.
Come on, man.
I don't.
You start blaming him on the sideline.
No.
Come on.
Yeah, I get it. Tua's not Mr. Super Athletic, but against Buffalo, you saw that he can scramble. Everybody said he can't move.
Everybody said he doesn't have any pocket presence.
He showed you he does.
Looks to me, Mike is going to that short passing game a lot more right now for whatever reason. But I think
You know the reason. Don't say for whatever reason.
I think
you know the reason.
I think it's always a cop out that it goes 100% to the offensive line.
It's shameful what he has to work with, and it's shameful every year.
Everything's got to be perfect for that guy.
That's
everything. Any other quarterback, damn near in this league.
No argument.
A guy making what he makes, it's got to be perfect.
It don't have to be perfect.
And they got to go out of their way.
Can it be good?
And the Tua fans go, oh, if he just had a strong offensive line, okay. Well, we'll call Detroit or Buffalo and see if we can get that. And then we're blaming the receivers. And
those two
guys are small. They're not coming back to the ball. I see those guys open on all those short passes. The problem is you're not paying them that kind of money to just catch 6 and 7 yard passes and run for a first down.
How much different is this offense than what it was in 2022, 2023? Are you saying that everybody's caught up to them? Are you saying that everybody's figured them out? Is that what you're saying?
Because I think that's part of it.
I mean, yeah, that could have some part of it.
I don't think anything's 100% to your point.
Like Tua,
but I ain't giving that guy 100% hall pass.
I'm not
either.
Giving him
you
a hall
sound
pass.
Like you're damn near giving him 100%.
Earlier in the season, we said, okay, everybody's stacking in the middle of the field. Tua can't throw outside. He showed you against the Patriots. I can throw outside. Then it becomes, Tua can't throw the deep ball anymore. He showed you against the Patriots. He could still throw the deep ball.
Where did he throw the deep ball?
To Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek came back 10 yards from running and had to stop and come back for it.
You're
making it sound like he caught it in stride.
It was 50 yards down the field. Hey,
by the way,
isn't that deep?
By the way, if it is in stride, we're not kicking a field goal. We're talking about 7 in the end zone.
No
if he
argument
gets that ball
there.
Out.
No argument there.
But
I don't hear
you mention that. You just talk about a 47-yard completion.
Okay.
His ass had to come back.
So we got to strike big, right?
Then I hear people complaining to it and go up on this last one against Buffalo that was another duck, and he's got to go, and they're going, look at that effort bite. I go, oh my God, some of you people are blind to this guy.
I mean,
it's blind faith.
Did Tyreek have two hands on the deep pass?
Come on, man. Are you doing it too?
Please. I'm just saying, did Tyreek have two hands on the deep pass?
You're going to get on Tyreek.
Tyreek said, I need to make that play.
I don't care what he says. Right now, Tyreek's been a different dude, and we're going to win, and he's saying all the right things and stuff. Come on, man.
Tyreek always says all the right things.
I'm giving
Tyreek
him a
says all the right
pass.
Things.
All right, we got to go to break here. I want you to keep those thoughts, though. Don't leave on me here. I knew it. I knew that free pass, the Tua Club. He's here today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Omar, I got to tell you, all day Dan Day, man, works. He may work every shift today. There's a chance he'll be in. Are you on every shift today, all day?
No, I'm not every shift. I'm just going to be here most of the day, though.
I mean, that's what's called a job, though, just so you know.
Yeah, that's... That's a lot of work, but I tell you what, coming in at 4 a.m. like you did.
I mean, do you get a nap?
Depends what's going on today.
You don't sleep. Come on, man. You know, you're not spring chicken anymore. You got to get a nap from time to time.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Every man. I tell you, when I do this show with you guys, my body crashes about noon.
Oh, I think it gets everybody about that time. I get it too. I'll go work out and I start getting a little drowsy sometimes. This is embarrassing to say. My wife will be saying something to me.
You'll be out.
And I fall asleep.
mid-sentence.
Did you just fall asleep? I go, she goes, so whatever I just said is not very important to you, huh? I go, apparently not. My head was tired. Whatever it was, I just figured you didn't really need me to hear it because, as you could tell, my brain said, no, hell no, we ain't listening to this. We're going to get a little sleep right now. Anyway, hey, we've got a lot of other stuff to get to here. Jets coming to town. Monday Night Football, they haven't won. You probably saw what happened. They had a wild finish. Block a kick at the end of the game. One of the great plays you'll see, and look like they're going to win, but they left a little bit too much time. And Baker Mayfield, who, by the way, has got 3 comeback wins. In 3 games.
I mean, we knew he was a dog in college, right? So it was the Cleveland years that just turned us off?
He didn't turn me off. I always thought he was good. I know our coach at the time, Adam Gase, loved him. If Adam Gase was very clear, if he's there when we pick, because I think he's the top of that draft, which he wasn't, but he wasn't as bad as everybody thought originally, right? They had him as a bust and tried to play hurt. You know the only thing he did, he tried to play hurt. And for when guys try to play hurt and they don't play well, nobody ever says, you know, I know he wasn't very good, but he was hurt.
That's you know what's funny about that, Joe? Over all these years that I've been covering the NFL, I realize that, and that's a great factor into how players are perceived. And that's the one thing I always encourage guys to do. Do not play hurt. Do not go out there and put yourself – in harm's way, especially when you're in a contract year. Don't go out there and play hurt.
I get it. I get it, and they do. There are a lot. Hey, I talked to my agent. I'm gonna need one more week to get healthy. That's more the norm now. So we didn't do that, and we lived by the needle, and we played hurt.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you,
they
man.
Those opioids
I also, you know, I shot my foot up, and I played like doo-doo against the Patriots in a playoff game. I mean, played really could – not feel my foot, not making excuses, because I played, and I know the deal. It's a cold business, and I played. Listen, I've been very open. The guy that was covering me for the Patriots ran my routes better than I did in that game because he was all over me like he was over me like he was like my shirt. Seriously, he like we were wearing the same shirt somehow. He was, and that was a big reason. I always like when that game was over and we lost the Patriots to AFC Championship game. I said, man, I'm a part of that's on me. And you know, my foot was swollen and got it operated on as soon as the swelling went down about 2 months later. But
took 2 months for the swelling to go down?
No, it was forever. Because I had shot it over the last month of the playoffs. I shot it
just
for the whole month to play.
Yeah. This is normal life in the NFL, though.
But I pay because I come back and I hear, you know, he...
You lost a step?
Well, I heard everything. I mean, everything about how I played. And I get it. I completely understand. Nobody wanted to hear what I did. Never was mentioned.
Nope.
So I do understand when I hear that, and I go, if you can't play and you think you're not good enough and you got a guy you can play, we're just in a different situation, man. We grew up. The guys ahead of us did it. I thought it was normal to go ahead. We played the Browns. I've said this before. We played the Cleveland Browns. We had 13 guys lined up. I couldn't watch the other guys do it. I had to leave the room because I can't watch guys taking needles to numb it. We had 13 guys against the Cleveland Browns, and we thought it was kind of funny. It was everybody was half the man macho stuff. We were laughing. But I was one of those 13. I didn't think it was funny. And some guys can't watch other guys take the needle. Like, the needle's just, for some guys, and it's a long needle. And I went out of that room, but 13 guys numbed up different. And not everybody had same injury.
Yeah.
Ankle, just things that they don't even do today. These doctors today would not do the injection.
The stuff in certain parts of the body that they did.
Listen, the stuff they did to John Geisler, that guy should have got 5 years in prison for that. The doctor was so bad. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but... And he's passed away, so there's no reason to bring his name up, but he was a terrible doctor, though. Awful. I mean, like, you know when you're shooting a knee, you got to know when you're the doctor doing that. And we needed him. John Geisler's a really good left tackle. He couldn't play during the week. All he did was take fluid out of his knee, and then game day, there he is. And I saw that one. I saw a guy shoot his ribs, Dan Johnson, and play at tight end after he had cracked ribs. And those two are the two worst ones I saw. I saw Lyle Blackwood shoot his nose, shattered his nose. We all got around him. He didn't even go in. He pulled one of those hockey specials. He just stayed out on the bench. They said, hey, circle around, because they didn't have the 10 or anything back then. So all the big guys got around him so the fans couldn't see.
Dude took a needle to the nose, numbed his damn nose so he couldn't feel the
pressure, stopped the bleeding.
That is so crazy to hear all these stories.
Yeah, though. No.
But I know it's real.
Yeah, no, it's not made up. And so, did you play
in a culture where they gave a ton of opioid, pain pills, or was it just needle?
No, after games when you were hurting, we like to mix the cold beers with a little something to make you relax and not feel stuff for the card game going home, the big card game. Hell, you want to stay in that card game. Tonk. Keep that thing going. Guts. You want to jump in those games.
I don't know guts.
You had to have guts. When Marino started getting in that game, all the pots went. Worst thing ever, we had him in the games, because then he put so much money out there. Like, do I want to see if he's bluffing or do it? And, you know, because he didn't care. He goes, I lose. Hey, fellas, you know, I know. We're making 50. You're making a million. I get it. So it was a different deal, you know, in those games. Hey, we've got, So I don't know how the hell we got going on this thing of playing injured. But, boy, I'll tell you what, the league right now, there is 2-3 guys going down. I just saw Nick Bosa's out for the year.
Yep.
I was watching. You're probably watching when they show him. He stops and he looks up. His mother was at the game. I don't know if his father was there. I know his mother was there because she was at the Buffalo game and was on her way from Buffalo to the Bay Area to see her other son play, from Joey to Nick. And Nick gave her the signal, it's bad.
Yeah.
Gave her a thumbs down. And we find out yesterday it's ACL. That's a big loss for a 49ers. Too.
But these are the things that happen during the season, Joe, and you got to make sure you got the depth. Yesterday I was watching the Giants. Not the Giants, the Lions. And you remember that Alsin Muhammad kid from University of Miami?
I do. That had all those sacks last night.
I always knew he had talent. I saw him at Bomberitos, and that kid just stood out to me. Now he's
I give him a lot of credit, man. He stuck with it. You're right. From where he was to where he is now.
Yeah, he's been in the league. He's 30 years old now.
Yeah.
He's been in the league for a minute.
And he looks great.
He looks great. He's always been athletic, and now he gets his opportunity to shine, and he is shining. But
depth's important, though, and we're seeing it early, to your point. That's why when everybody says, I can't stand watching preseason, I go, you better like it because we got to find out the back end of this roster who you want to keep. I'm not saying four games. I'm not saying even three. But you got to get a couple games that those young kids can play because that's where the depth and we talked about concern about when the frontline guys got hurt, we had a depth problem. I think we all agreed on that.
Yeah.
I think that's the one thing we all agreed on because – with you, it's kind of hard to agree on a lot of stuff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.